It's a big joy to be here in this morning with all of you, and I believe in this morning it's so important to be here with our minds, with our hearts, because with our bodies we are here, and to see what God has for us. Because I believe that if we are here with all our heart and we focus in what God wants to speak to us, we're gonna go from this place transformed by the Holy Spirit. We're gonna go out from this place touched and blessed by God. Amen. I would like to read this morning from the 1 Peter chapter 1, from the verse 22 until 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 3. 1 Peter chapter 1, from 22 until 2 chapter, verse 3. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now, this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If needed, you have tested that the Lord is gracious. Amen. The title of this message, I call it Christian Faith Stands with Christian Character. And I will have in this morning just three thoughts from this text that we read here. And we like to encourage us today in the Word to live for Jesus in our life, in our private life, in our public life, because the Christian faith stands with the Christian character. And I believe this is what God wants for each of us. We must remember in this morning that the number does not matter how many people. Sometimes we can be discouraged and we are saying, hey, if we're gonna be more people, it's gonna be more interesting. You know, the Bible says that our Lord Jesus Christ promised to us that where two or three people are coming together in His name, He will be there. Amen. And what is most beautiful in this morning is that, you know something, we are here in freedom. We are not here in fear. We are not afraid here that someone can come through the door and beating us or kill us. Because you know, in some places in this world, this is the reality. This is the reality that our brothers in different countries, in India, in Qatar, in Saudi Arabia, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, all these countries, they are facing this fear. They are facing fear to meet together and to worship God because of the persecutions. So we have in this morning such a blessed time, such a blessed moment that we can be here in freedom, that we are healthy. We have everything we need. God provides for us. God is good. God loves us. That's very important to know in this morning. And before to start the message, I realized that the people around us, they are afraid of the gospel. And not just afraid of the gospel. But in this time, they don't want neither to give attention to what God is doing in this time to the world. Because I believe that all things that happen today in the world, they are part of the end of times. All these things prepare us for Jesus to come back. We don't know the time, but we know the times. And we know that the times and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is near. And there are multiple signs that we can see in the world that is happening. And I believe that the church in these moments, in these times, must be prepared for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to give you such a very simple example. Why the people are scared of the gospel? A couple of days ago, it was a message on Facebook on one of the groups that maybe many of us were a part of this group. And it was a young man. He was writing down on the group that he's depressed and he wants to kill himself and he needs some help and stuff like that. And many people just try to comment there. And then it was a guy, he commented, he says, go to French Legion. You're gonna be independent. You're gonna be happy there. And I wrote down a comment, and in my comment I wrote down that, listen, you should just go to God, take a Bible, read, and I believe God will gonna do some great things in your life. And someone right down there is like, hey, you try to convert this guy. Hey, you try to make this guy a Christian. And I was thinking about this, and you know something? Many people in this time, their eyes are blind. Their eyes are blind. And I was thinking, is like, yes, I want to convert this guy to what? I want to convert him to hope. Yes. I want to convert him to joy. Mm. I want to convert him to eternal life. I want to convert him to a powerful relationship with Jesus. I want to convert him to joy and to forgiveness of the sin. This is our message. Yes. And in this time, we are dealing with some people from Afghanistan and Iran, some refugees which they are here in Skopje, and speaking with some of them. It was a guy there, and he lost one of his foot on the way here in Macedonia. He tried to go illegally to Greece. And then he was saying, like, I understand all of this, you know, but I'm afraid, you know, what? What is this? What is this? You know, how myself to change, to accept this? And brothers and sisters, our Christian faith does not stand just with a religion. Because, man, that's the problem. That the people, they see in Christianity a religion. Yes. The people, they see in Christianity a religion. They see in Christianity a ritual. They see in Christianity three gods, as Muslims see. They see in Christianity a tradition. They see in Christianity a religion for Macedonians, a religion for Americans, a religion for, I don't know, Romanians, whoever, you know. They see Christianity this. But we want to speak in this morning something else. We want to speak in this morning that the Christian faith stands with the Christian character. And this is, I believe, what the people they must to see in my life and in your life.
Yes.
Because in the moment that they see the character, then in the moment they will understand the Christianity. So let's speak now, how we can have this kind of character, how we can have this character which God wants from us. So the first of all, the Christian character is created through the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. And if we look in the verse 23 and 24, it's saying, have you, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the Word of God, which lives and abide forever, because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass, and the grass withers, and its flowers falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. How we can have a Christian character? First of all, we must know that the word of God and our relationship with the word of God, it is gonna create inside of us that character that we need. The word of God is eternal, and the same will be with those who build their lives on Him. The word of God is active word, and it's working, continuing in our life. If we allow it, brothers and sisters, because in our hearts, we can reject the word of God. We can reject in our hearts that deepness, that transformation which God wants to do in our lives. Happen to you, you know, and look, think about this. Happened to you, you believe in God. He has done so many things in your life. He saved you. He changed your life. He provided for you. But now God is speaking more deep to you. And then you can say, this is not so deep for me. This is too much for me. And then in that moment, you reject that transformation, which the Word of God wants to do it upon your life. Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitude of the heart. Think about this. The word of God is like a sword. And the word of God divides, and this is very powerful, soul and spirit. Brothers and sisters, the word of God, it penetrates our emotions, is going in our heart, is making clarity and is making a division that we understand the Spirit of God, our emotions, and what God wants to do in us. You know that many times we can be led by our emotions and not by the Spirit of God. In some of our actions, we can be led by our emotions. I will give you an example this morning. I wake up in the morning. Oh, it was a long week. My emotion is saying, stay, sleep more, don't go to the church, don't go. This is emotions? Oh, emotions. Oh, you're tired. Emotions? But what God is speaking to us? Praise, pray, go to the church, fast. You know, obey the Spirit. You know what the Bible speaks about our heart? That our heart, how it is our heart, is all the time led by the Spirit. It's can deceive us. We can wrong understand the life of faith if we're gonna believe by our hearts and not by the Holy Spirit and by the Word of God, brothers and sisters. That's very important in this morning. And my question is very simple today. How is our relationship with the Word of God? How much do we read the Bible daily? How much do we read the Bible daily? How much we meditate upon the Word of God? And how much we read the Bible not to debate someone or not just to have information, but we read the Bible to be transformed, brothers and sisters. We read the Bible to be transformed because the Word of God, it's powerful, it's eternal. And we must know in this morning that building our lives in the Word of God through the Holy Spirit, it's beginning of our character. You know why? Because the Word of God produces fruit in our lives. Many times, and many, some of the religions on this world, you know what they say? You do this, you must force yourself doing that, force yourself doing the others. But in the moment that we accept the Word of God in our lives, that Word of God, the Bible says it's active. We read in Hebrews 4:12, it's alive. So the Word of God from your life, we're going to produce the fruits of the Spirit.
That's right.
So in the moment that we love the Word of God, we must fall in love with the Bible. We must love the Bible. We must love reading the Scripture. We must love the Word of God, because that Word of God is going to shape our character. Amen?
Amen?
And you know what's happening? Many times the Word of God is going to make us to feel uncomfortable. And believe me, it's going to make us to feel uncomfortable. We will not feel comfortable because the repentance and the transformation, sometimes it's painful, but the fruits of the transformation and the fruits of the Word of God, which is working in your life and in my life, it's eternal life. So we must allow the Word of God to work in our lives. And I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage myself today. Let's ask the Lord to put in our heart a big love for the Word of God. Because there are terrible consequences. The Word of God is going to put away the depression from our lives. The Word of God is going to give us hope. The Word of God is going to direct our lives. And the Word of God is going to do great things in our lives. So these are terrible consequences for each of us. May God help us. The second, the Christian character starts with the love of God. Seeing, in the verse 22, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth, through the Spirit, into unfeigning love for the brother, see that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently. John 8:32, then you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Brothers and sisters, in truth we have the freedom, and knowing the truth and obeying Him is the right way to get there. Love will be the most important definition of a Christian character, because in love we can find all other virtues. And look in the Matthew 22:37, Jesus says into him, "Thou shalt love the Lord, do God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment, and the second is like unto it. You shall love thy neighbors as yourself." The Christian character starts with the love of God. And what is very beautiful is that in the moment that you obey the truth, in the moment that you obey the truth through the Spirit, the love of God will gonna come in your life. The love of God does not come if I'm gonna just force myself, I must to love my brothers. In the moment that I obey the truth, in the moment that I obey God, I'm gonna love you. In the moment that I'm not obeying God, I will just not love my brother. You know something? It's a difference between liking someone and loving someone. You can like everyone, but you can love just someone. It's a difference between liking someone and loving someone. And what it's writing here, it's so strong, that we should love our brothers with a pure heart. And the truth is the one that purifies our hearts. Obeying the Spirit of God, obeying the gospel, believing the gospel, obeying God, this is the truth. And then the Bible says that we should love the brothers and the sisters. And I want to give you some example. And I want to give you this example just to say that, because I'm going to give also the other part of the example. You know, 30-40 years ago in Romania, it was the communist period. And the brothers and the sisters, they were full with love for each other. It was the persecution. It was hard moments. But I will tell you a story. It was a wedding in Romania, and everyone go to that wedding from the church. But in the same day, someone from the church, they were building their house. And they were working building their houses. And they have this that moment that you must work a lot to put the first level of the house. I don't know how is that, but it's a lot of work in that specific day. In that day, you must work at least 12 hours that you'll be able to fill all that first level on the house. And these people from the wedding, they go to the wedding, they sing, they pray, they enjoy, and they see their brother, which is working very hard at the house. So all the men from the wedding, with their suits, they go from the wedding, they finish the wedding, and they go and they start to work, and they start to work, and they help this brother to finish the house. In that moment, the people from outside of the church, the non-believers, they saw that. And some of them, they get converted in that day. Because those people from the wedding, they say, we love our brother. So they go and they say, we're going to work. Mm-hmm. And they help him to finish that first level, to build his house. You know, that kind of love to us there. If you ask me if this is happening today in Romania, the same, I don't know. I'm doubt. But you understand me, that is love. That is love. That means love, brothers and sisters. Love for each other, helping each other, blessing each other, supporting each other, praying for each other, having pain when someone is getting wrong. If your life is something wrong, I must have pain for you. Because, and this love doesn't come from me. This love come in the moment that we obey the truth, brothers and sisters. Amen. So the love, the Bible says that we should love. We should love our brothers and sisters. We should love everyone. But in some context, the Bible says, especially the ones that are your brother and your sister in faith. Especially those one, we must to love them. And may God help us in this morning, not just to like each other and to say it's a good guy, yeah, it's good people, really to be able to love in a practical way, in our hearts, with our words, with our time, with whatever we feel in our hearts, we should be able to manifest this love, because this is the Christianity, the Christian faith, the Christian character is standing with love. This is the something that other religions, they have a beautiful rituals. And I will tell you something, the Buddhists, they are meditating, they are thinking, they are, wow, beyond us. Some of the Muslims, they are praying, wow, so much. But when we speak about love, the Christian love is something that defines me and defines us very strongly. And this love is something that you feel it, you know. You feel this love. And I prayed this morning to God, God, fill me with that love. I want to love my brothers. I want to be near to them. Love is something so beautiful. Amen. And this is the Christian character, the third one and the last one, need to be continued to feed. The verse 2 in the second chapter is saying, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by you may grow up into your salvation, now that you have tested that the Lord is good. So you see that the Lord is good, and His goodness touched us, and we became, as He is good, we became also good people. But the Christian character needs to be continued feed. The spiritual hunger will need the right milk, and he's finding on the Word of God. The parallel with newborn babies help us to understand how we should look to the Word. We need to come to God with a spiritual hunger and a pure heart, an open heart to receive the milk which will help us to grow on our character. Therefore, rid yourself of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind, because of the love of God and His Word, we should continue to fight against envy, deceit, malice, and slander. May God keep us far away from these things. Because in the moment that we are hunger for the milk, we are hunger for the Word of God, and we don't become fat, you know, a fat Christian, it's not so nice. In the moment that you are a person that you have no place anymore in your heart for the Word of God, oh, let's study the Bible. Oh, I'm tired. Hey, let's pray. Oh, I prayed enough. Oh, brothers and sisters, the Word of God, as a new baby, he likes the milk from the mother. He is hunger for the milk of the mother, and the milk of the mother produces immunity for the baby. The
yes,
milk of the mother,
good.
He is going often to eat from his mother. 10 times per day, I don't know, many times per day. It's such amazing, you know, the same with us. We must go as babies, and you know how babies go. Go with that innocence, go with that simplicity to their mother to get the milk. The same us, we must be the same as these children, as these babies which are going to the Word of God to receive peace for our hearts, to receive joy for our hearts, and to receive power. May the Lord help us in this way. And then the Bible says that because of this, we must to lay aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. You know how we do this? We do this by decision. It's a lot of power in the decision. I hear many people, and then sometimes we can fall there. Oh, I have envy. I'm looking to my brother. He's better than me, or he's doing this better than me. And then the envy is coming in your heart because you don't focus on the blessing that you have. And then, you know, I hear many people when they speak bad about someone else and stuff like that, they're saying like, the devil has tempted me. The devil and the devil and the devil. Wait a minute. We must decide. We must to speak to our hearts. We must to decide what we put here, and we must to be able to decide what we speak. So that's a lot of power in the decision that we do. So as the Bible says, we should put these things aside. In the moment that we put them aside, as Dardan preached last time about destroying all the things of the flesh, about being radical, and don't allow in our lives things to come upon our shoulder, and don't open the door of the sin. So it's a big decision as well with these things. Hey, we decide. And you know something, when you decide these kind of things, that's the will of God. God is gonna help your decision. Because when you decide to believe, when you decide to don't allow anything to come in your life like this, and you fight against it, I will tell you something, the Spirit of God is there to help you and to support you. God is with you to give you grace. And believe something, there are moments in our lives that if we give up and we say, God, this is the things, I don't want to do this anymore, I don't want to speak like this anymore, I don't want to hurt the Holy Spirit in my heart, I want to be free, I cannot change. Please, God, change me. I will tell you something, God will give you that change as a gift. God will give you that transformation as a gift. As a gift, you're going to receive the transformation which you need. You just Surrender. You just surrender to the Word of God, and God will give you the grace and the transformation as a gift from Him. As Psalm 51 is saying, God, give me a new heart. David, he understood, okay, I deal with this, I make it like this, I do like that, doesn't work nothing. So God, here I am, give me a new heart. And God do that transformation. May God help us. The practical advice, and with this I finish. Meditate daily and pray the Word of God. Read the Word of God daily, meditate upon Him. Daily read to receive the food for your soul. Not debate or to be smarter. Choose a yearly plan to read all the scripture 1 year. Read the Word and ask with a humble heart a revelation from it. Write down what you feel God is speaking to you from the Word of God. Brothers and sisters, there is a lot of things, a power in the moment that we write down what God speaks to us through the Word of God daily. May God help us in that, to love the Word and believe. Read the Word of God when your mind is clear. Read the Word of God when your mind is clear. And many people, they're saying, like, at the end of the day, they are so tired, busy day, a lot of work, you know, and they say, let's open the Bible to see something, you know. They read 10, 20 minutes, but their mind is not there. In the moment that you read the Word of God, you need your mind to be fresh. Because that Word, it's so important that we're going to touch your mind, but not just your mind, but we're going to touch your soul. So you need that quiet time every single day. And I pray, may God help us to be disciplined in that, to get that quiet time daily, that we can look in the Word of God as these babies, which they come to their mother Amen. For the milk. And may God help us to grow in this. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Nick, so much. That wonderful message. A great reminder, the Word of God. The tongue, the Bible says, has the power of life and death. Look to me now. Concentrate on it, the man, the baby. The tongue has the power of life and death. And what we say has power, whether we speak negatively or positively. God created the universe, this world, by the spoken word. And as Christians, it's very important what we speak and what we say. And thank you, Nick, for that great reminder. And when we need to rid ourselves of these fruits of the flesh, it says, rid yourselves. This is something that we have to do. And envy is such a negative emotion. And we all struggle with it from time to time. But we must rid ourselves of it, because it leads to slander. When we're jealous of somebody, maybe what they have, what they possess, maybe because we're looking at them, we're not looking to God or ourselves. God has gifted everyone differently. And we're all part of a body, and we each have a function. And God gives gifts how He sees fit. And we're not to envy each other. Because when we envy each other, it leads to slander. And the Bible clearly says no slanderer will enter the kingdom of God. Because when I'm jealous of my brother or sister, I devise ways to take them out. And I do that through slander. I whisper this, I gossip this, drop bombs here, drop bombs there. It ends with church splits. It ends with division. And we end up doing Satan's work. And the Bible tells us, thank you, Nick, rid yourselves of it. And how do we rid ourselves of it? We drink the pure spiritual milk. And like you so said, we make a decision to do that. And to have a quiet time is such a battle sometimes, isn't it? Because of the busyness of life, the pressures of family and times. For me, I find what works is worship. I cannot just come and read the Word of God because my mind is here, there. I've got so many thoughts going on that as soon as I think of this, oh, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to do that. So I take a little notebook and I write down them thoughts and I go on YouTube. I've got a playlist of my favorite worship songs that just last a few minutes, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes, depending how much time I have. And I enter in the presence of God through worship. And it quietens my heart. So I'm open to the Word of God. I thought I'd just share that. And I hope that may work for you. If you struggle sometimes, I hope that may encourage you. And then we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. But the verse before that says, if you hold on to my teaching. The devil knows the truth, but it won't set him free if you hold on, if we adhere to it, if we apply it, if we read it. Like Nick said, if we choose to do it, because we can reject the Spirit of God, the prompting through negative emotions. So enough. Thank you, Nick, for that wonderful word. And let us pray. Yahweh, Adonai, El Shaddai, Abba, Father, Daddy. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all people, for great is his steadfast love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord, it endures forever. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and kind in all his works. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up those who are bowed down. Know that the Lord, it is he is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his, the sheep of his pasture. Praise the Lord. We will extol the Lord with all our hearts in the council of the upright and within the assembly, because great are your works, O Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are your deeds, O God, because your righteousness, it endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered, and the Lord, he is gracious and he is compassionate. We thank you for that, Lord. The Lord upholds the causes of the oppressed and he gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoner free. He gives the